Good afternoon. This is Naftali Herman from the Orthodox Union. Thank you so much for joining today's call and for making it a part of your day. I would like to thank all of our wonderful and generous sponsors, and you can view them prominently listed in the daily email. If you'd like to sponsor future calls, whether it be to commemorate a yard site, for someone in need of a refuah, to celebrate a simcha, or in honor of somebody, please visit ou.org/call. You can also reference that in the daily email. There's a link, ou.org/call. A daily sponsorship is $100, $360 for a week, and $1,000 for a month. And every penny, especially as we close in now, just a few days away from Pesach, will go directly to the OU's Emergency National Pesach Food Campaign. The deadline to submit a sponsorship for tomorrow's email is 5 p.m. today, Eastern Daylight Time. Donations for any amount to help this vital cause can be made directly at ou.org/hunger, ou.org/hunger. We're in the final stretch here right before Pesach. Every penny makes a difference. Whatever you can do to help, we're so grateful to all of you for all of your help. On behalf of the OU, I am honored to introduce Rabbi Yaakov Gibber, Rabbi Mordechai Asra of the Boca Jewish Center in sunny Boca Raton, Florida, to share Divrei Chizuk and words of inspiration. This will be followed immediately by Rabbi Gibber reciting three paragraphs of Tehillim, Perek Chaf, Chapter 20, Perek Chaf Zayin, Chapter 27, and Perek Kuf Lamed, Chapter 130. You can also reference the daily email. If you click on the chapter numbers in the email, it will bring you directly to a page where you can find the Tehillim in Hebrew and in English. Please note that due to the call being muted, that Rabbi Gibber will be reciting the Tehillim slowly, but will not be doing it responsibly or pausing between Pesukim, so that all of us on the call can say it together with him in unison. I've also asked Rabbi Gibber to please recite the Perek, the chapter number in Hebrew and in English before he begins, and to briefly pause between each paragraph so that all of us can turn to the proper page. Following Tehillim, Rabbi Gibber will be reciting the Mishaberach L'Cholin, the welfare prayer for those whom are sick. Rabbi Gibber will pause at the appropriate point at which all of us on the call will have an opportunity to insert the name of all those whom we are praying for. If you do not know someone's Hebrew name, it is okay to say it in English. The Mishaberach will be followed by Achenu. Please stay tuned after the recitation of Tehillim for information regarding the speaker for tomorrow's call. Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Gibber.
Thank you, Naftali, and thank you to the officers and to the many sponsors of the Orthodox Union for these amazing daily calls of Chizuk, these amazing daily calls of inspiration, and this time for us to gather each day to recite Tehillim, Psalms, together, to be inspired, the power of us coming together. It should be a merit, it should be a zechus for those around the world and in our communities to have a refuah shalema umehera, and we should all experience Yeshua's Hashem keheref ayin. We are just a few days before Pesach, when we will assemble in our families and some even alone to join, to have in the Mesorah, in the tradition of sitting to recite the Haggadah at the Pesach Seder. And as we do throughout the year, whether it is during the Sholosh Regalim, whether it's on Hanukkah, whether it is times on Rosh Chodesh when we recite the Hallel, likewise at Pesach night, during the Sedarim we will recite the Hallel. And towards the end of the Haggadah, when we recite the Hallel, there is a phrase that I draw your attention briefly here this afternoon. When we recite the Hallel, the verse says, "Kol vinav Yeshua be'ahalei tzadikim," that the sound of joyous song and salvation is in the tents of the righteous. This verse, it places the term rina, the term song, before the term Yeshua, before the term salvation. How does a person experience joy and song before a person experiences redemption? Isn't it better, isn't it rather, that we should first experience redemption, geula, and only then break out into joyous song? It would seem to make far more sense to switch the order. So Rav Kook commented on these very words from the Hallel in the following way. He writes that the order of these two terms is intentional. He says and explains that the verse describes the path of the righteous, the Mesilas Yesharim. It describes the righteous, the tzaddikim, the righteous among us who possess heroic faith, those who have an unwavering emunah and bitachon in Hashem, and who are able to see, actually tangibly see, a spark of geula, a spark of redemption, even during darkness and suffering, even when there is uncertainty, even when it is a time of unprecedented measure. A person who is on such a madrega, who is on such a level, a person who aspires to be such an individual who is righteous, a tzaddik, of the tzidkanios, the righteous men and women, are those who are able to see the sparks of geula, the sparks of redemption, even during trying times. They know the secret of joyous song, the secret of arena, even before the full redemption has come to pass. The precedent for that, of course, as Rashi famously tells us in the aftermath of the Shivas Hayam that we say every single day towards the end of our Pesukei Dezimra, the famous song at sea after the liberation of the Bnei Yisrael from their bondage and servitude in Mitzrayim. So the Pasuk tells us, Vatikach Miriam Hanavia Achos Aharon Efatayt B'yadav V'teitsana Chol Hanashim Achareha B'supim Uv'im Cholot. Then Miriam the prophetess, the sister of Aaron, she took a tambourine in her hand, and all of the women went forth with tambourines, and they went and they were dancing. Rashi says, what does it mean? That she had tambourines and she was willing to dance. Muftachos hayat tzidkonios shebador shehakadosh baruch hu osa lehem nisim. Why? Because the righteous women of the generation were certain that HaKadosh Baruch Hu would perform nisim, miracles for them. Vahotziu tupim mimitzrayim. And so thus, they anticipated that by taking tambourines out of Mitzrayim with them. They knew it. They believed it. They felt it. They anticipated it, and they were ready for it. Dear friends, as we get ourselves ready, and as we find ourselves in these times for which we find ourselves, let us appreciate the concept of singing song, of Rina, even prior to the Geula, which we pray is imminent. I have a daughter who is in seminary this year, who unfortunately had to cut her year short to come home because of all that's happening around the world. But she told me that she has a roommate for whom she shares her dorm. And this particular roommate, she has in her closet all of her dresses, all of her outfits. And one of the outfits that she has remains in the garment bag for which she brought it when she came at the beginning of the year. And as these girls do, they share clothing, they share dresses with one another. And as her friends assembled at that closet, they saw that this dress was still in the garment bag. And at the beginning of the year, they made no mention, they made no notice of it. But towards the middle of the year, they asked this girl, what is the reason why this dress isn't out for rent? One can't borrow. Why is it still in its garment bag? To which this holy girl, she said to her friends, because that is my Mashiach dress. That is the dress that is going to be ready. It is ironed, it is pressed, it is prepared for when Messiah, Mashiach will come. I need to be sure that there's a dress. I believe it's going to happen. An imamin be'emuna shalem, I believe with all my heart, as the Rambam writes, of the 13 ikarim, of the foundations and the principles of our faith. And so she has a dress, and so do her parents and her siblings, an outfit, a suit, a dress that's ready. Ready to be worn when the heralding in of Mashiach comes. We shall all have our Mashiach dresses and our suits, but more than that, the mindset of song, of rina, of gladness, of anticipation, of positivity, that we know well that the Ribbono Shel Olam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, loves banim and banos, his children, and please God, in Mirtz Hashem, we shall all experience salvation, Geula, Yeshua's Hashem, Keheres Ayin, Amen, together. We will begin with the recitation of Kapitel Chof, Chapter 20, Chapter Chof. Lamanatseyach Mizmor LeDavid Yancho Adonai Biyom Tzara Yisagevcho Shem Elohei Yaakov Yishlach Ezracho Mikoydesh Umitzion Yisodeko Yizkor Kol Minchoisecho Roilosecho Yidash Neselo Yiten Licho Chilavavecho Licho Latzosecho Yimalei Niranina B'Yeshua Secho Uvishem Eloheinu Nidgol Yimalei Adonai Kol Mishaloi Secho Ato Yodati Ki Hoshia Adonai Mishicho Ya'aneho mishmei kodesho b'gvuros yeshoyim hino. Eilev orecheb ve'eilev asusim. Ve'anachnu b'shem adonai Eloheinu nazkir. Heimo karu v'nafolu ve'anachnu kamnu v'nisoidod. Adonai Hoshiya, HaMelech Ya'aneinu V'yon Koreinu. Kapitel Chof Zayin, Chapter 27. LeDavid Adonai Oyri V'yishi Mimi Ira Adonai Ma'on Chayai Mimi Efchod Bikroi volai mireim le'echol et besori, Torai ve'oi vaili heimo koshlu v'nafolu. Im tachane, ulai machane lo yiro libi. Im tokum ulai milchamo bezoi sani voiteyach. Achas shoalti meyeis adonai oito avokeish Shifti beveis adonai kol yimei chayoi Lachazois benoyam adonai ulevaker beheicholo Ki yitzbineini besuko biyon ro'o yasireini Beseiser oholo betzor yirom emeini V'yato yorum roishi aloi vay sirivoy say V'yazbicho v'aholoi zivchei siruo shiro v'azamro l'adonoi Shema adonoi koli ekro v'choneini v'aneini L'cho omar libi bakshu fonai Es ponecho adonoi avakesh Al taster ponecho Mimeni al tat biaf avdecho ez rossi ho yiso al titisheni al ta azveini Elohei yishi Ki ovi v'imi azovuni adonai yasifeini Horeini adonai dakecha unecheini b'oirach mi yesho lema'al nishoi v'roi אל תתנני בנפש את צוריי, כי קומו וידי שקר ויפח חמוס. לולי האמנתי לראות מטוב אדוני בארץ חיים. קווי אל אדוני חזק ויאמץ ליבכו וקווי אל אדוני. קפיטל קופלמד, Chapter 130. Shir ha-ma'alois, mima'amokim kirosicho Adonai. Adonai shima v'koyliti, hiyeno oznecho kashuvois, l'kol tach Adonai. Im avinois tishmoyo, Adonai, mi'ya'amod. Ki imcho ha-selicho v'ma'aneti vorei. Kivisi adoino ye kiviso nafshi balibaro hochoti. Nafshi ladunoi mi shoymerim laboiker. Shoymerim laboiker. Yachel Yisrael el adunoi. Ki im adunoi hacheseg viharbei imoi fedus. Vehu yiseh es Yisrael mikol avoynoi sov. Mishaberach lecholim. Mishaberach avoseinu Avram Yitzchak Yaakov Moshe Aaron David Shlomo Yivarech v'yirapei es hacholim. Ma'avor shanachnu yitain stoka ba'avureihem b'schar zeh kodush baruch hu yimol leirachanim aleihem lachlimam l'rapoisam l'achazikom l'achayosam v'yishlach loy lohem mehera fuah shalema min ha'shamayim v'rmach ivoreihem usach gideihem b'sof shachol Yisrael rafuas ha'nefesh urafuas ha'guf hashka ba'galov izman kuriv v'neymar omein. Achenu kol beis Yisrael hanesunim batzara uvishivya ha'omrim bein bayam ubein bayabasha amokoyim yirachim aleihem v'yotzeihem mitzor livracha u'miafeila le'oira u'mishibud ligiyula hashka ba'agalo uvizman kuriv v'neymar omein.
Thank you so much, Rabbi Gibber. If it is okay with you, our dear callers, I would like to reshare a thought that I shared on a call last week and expand upon it a bit more. I was honestly taken aback by the feedback I received afterwards, and because we always have new callers, I would like to bring it up again. My dear friends, an idea for all of us. Perhaps going forward, we can set aside a half an hour a day to really focus on our Avodas Hashem, our relationship with our Creator. For some of us, it could be time to work on being extra careful and refraining from speaking Lashon Hara, gossip, and improper speech. For others, to sit down and focus on learning more Torah, whether it be Tanakh, Mishnah, Talmud, or any Sefer or holy book. Or perhaps to use that time for Chesed, to call those whom we know are alone or lonely and give them strength and hope. I truly believe that this would be an incredible demonstration to Hashem that we are trying, and we will continue to try to better ourselves, improve our relationships with each other, and of course, with the Ribono Shel Olam, with the Master of the World. Additionally, I would like to share a suggestion with you, something that I started recently doing myself. Each day, I try to set aside 3 minutes to myself where I close my eyes and I clear my mind. And from there, I open my heart and mouth and I begin a conversation with Hashem. Although I cannot physically see Hashem, although I do see him everywhere I look, Hashem isn't abstract or elsewhere in the world or the galaxy focused on something more vital and important. To think of God this way is so limiting. Nor is the perspective that he is always annoyed with me and disappointed with how far I am and all of the mistakes that I make. This way of thinking could not be further from the truth. Hashem is right in front of us and is yearning for us to deepen our relationship with him. Hashem speaks all languages, especially that of the heart. And more than our parents love us, more than our family loves us, and more than we love ourselves, Hashem loves us the most and only wants what is best for us. This message isn't conveyed enough. Hashem loves us. Hashem loves me. What we need in our lives is to do everything we can to build, develop, and improve our relationship with him And the blueprint and the path to that is through the Torah and mitzvos. And so it begins with a conversation. And that's my suggestion to you, our dear callers, is to try this today. Find a quiet spot, close your eyes, and open your heart and mouth to speak with your Creator. What I'm not suggesting for this exercise is davening from a sitter or from a tehillim, which both have great merit, but rather from your heart and doing it in English or whatever language is your native tongue. Like a good friend who we haven't seen in a long time, open up and share what is happening in your life. What excites you and what makes you nervous? What are you hopeful for and what is troubling you? What do you need to say thank you to Hashem for, and what do you need most now in your life? I can't give you the words to say because they need to be your words. But trust me, in doing this daily, you will feel so much better and will look forward to it each and every day. For any general thoughts, ideas, and feedback for these daily calls, please feel free to reach out to me directly by emailing me at naftalih@ou.org. That's naftalih@ou.org. I truly cherish and value hearing from each of you, and the OU and I are extremely grateful that you join us on these daily calls. At this point, you should all be receiving OU Today, the OU's daily digest and smorgasbord of programs and resources available to you from the OU and beyond. In it, you can access all of the exciting programming each and every day from the OU and our wonderful partners, including staple programs such as OU Live, Seder B'Seder, Hope and Cope, as well as programming for children, parents, senior citizens, and pretty much every category. That's the OU Today. And with that, we hope and pray that all of our collective efforts for safety, strength, and a refuah for all of those in need will be answered with Tova. And may the Rabboni Sha'olam, the Master of the World, speedily bring an end to these days of concern and uncertainty. Please join us again tomorrow, Tuesday, at 1 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, for Words of Inspiration, Rabbi Kalman Topp of Beth Jacob Congregation in Beverly Hills, California. This concludes today's call. Stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic. Wishing everyone a wonderful, healthy, and safe day.